I'm Marco Werman. It's the world on this Christmas Day 2015, and today we've already seen a man with a white beard flying through the air and surprising many with his goodwill. Yeah, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid a surprise visit to longtime rival Pakistan, the first such visit in a decade. And elsewhere, another Christmas metaphor, as in no room in the inn for the out-of-towners. Thousands of Middle Eastern refugees landed on the Greek island of Lesbos today, as they have most days for the last few months. Gene Carstensen was on Lesbos for much of the year. It happened again today, Gene, and as you discovered when you were there, the welcome on this little Greek island is pretty warm because many of these Greeks were refugees themselves, right?
It's absolutely true. I got to be friends with a Greek journalist who was born on the island, Stratis Balaskas, and he told me his father came as a refugee when he was only 6 years old. He was orphaned over in Turkey during the Greco-Turkish War, and he was put into a refugee boat, and he arrived to Lesbos. He told me that many people on the island have stories like that. So you really have descendants of refugees meeting this current generation of refugees.
You spent a lot of time on the island, not just this year, but in past years. Is there a limit, do you think, to the generosity? I mean, how long can an island like Lesbos keep out the welcome mat?
Well, I think that these are very kind people, and I think that kindness will last a long time. But there are stress points, and that has to do with the resources on the island. You know, Greece is in a crisis. Their healthcare system, for example, is under incredible stress, and there's only 4 ambulances on that island to begin with. So these are the points where I see that there could be stress over time as the locals feel that their resources aren't even taking care of their own needs, and they're still having to tend to all these refugees that continue to arrive.
Maybe you can share with us a story that kind of indicates how committed the Greeks on Lesbos feel about the migrants.
Sure. What comes to mind is Skala Skamnia. It's a small village of only 140 people, and I would spend a lot of time there, as do many aid workers and journalists, because this is where a lot of the boats come in, and I saw many times the owners of the cafes there along this very small port. They just help out. So the Coast Guard brings in, rescues a boat, and the cafe, they take people in. If it's at night, I saw numerous times that they would take people into the cafe to warm up, and then locals would go to a storeroom and bring clothing. This is something that the international volunteers are doing, but also the locals are very involved in it as well.
Wow. 2015 was unprecedented with refugees. What are your big concerns for the year ahead with no end in sight to the war in Syria?
Well, exactly. There's no end in sight to the war in Syria, and that means this problem will continue. And already in Athens, we're seeing a lot of stress. Refugees are being sent back now from the border, and I think this is going to be very hard for Greece to deal with.
Reporter Gene Carstensen, thank you as always. Have a great year.
Thanks so much, Marco.